VWA, mobile.
Steve, KF4NXY, Dave.
I tell you what, I thought you'd be watching the inside of your eyelids there, brother. What's going on this morning, Dave? KN4VWA.
Oh, Lord, I've been up for a little while, done had my coffee and got me a hot shower and kind of waiting on the sun to come up and decide what I'm going to do around here this morning.
Another one of my good old long-term customers is waving cash in my face. I got to go down to Lexington, South Carolina and do a little something and collect a little bit of money from him.
Did you say that last night? You was going down to Lexington. Well, that's my old stomping grounds down there. That's where I grew up and went to high school.
Really? Well, then you spent a little bit of time over on Lake Murray, didn't you?
Sure did. Spent a little bit of time. Matter of fact, I lived at Jake's Landing for a little while. Had a little mobile home up there on the landing, and it was right nice in the summertime. It got kind of dreary, though, when winter would roll around.
Everybody thinks about how nice it is to live on the lake, but when it gets cold near the water, it gets cold.
It does, and like most lakes, you know, they drop the water level down there in the wintertime, and, you know, like I say, it just, you know, it's fantastic in the summer and the spring, but yeah, I didn't really enjoy it once it got in the wintertime.
What did you say? Did you do a lot of bird watching while you were out there in the summertime?
Yeah, I did.
Spent one summer on a lake in Kentucky, and let me tell you what. Come Friday afternoon and evening, buddy, them little hill girls, they love to get out there on that water, out there on a boat, and just let it fly. it was interesting.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, those were some good old days.
I'm going to be more like that old hound dog. I'm just going to stay on the front porch and watch from now on.
Yeah, me too.
Just hope 26 is going to be reasonably moving this morning, put it that way. Well, the sun's coming up. I'm seeing a nice orange on the horizon. Oh, I tell you what, I don't see a cloud in the sky nowhere. Hey, it's going to be one of them severe, clear days, as the pilots say.
It'll be nice and sunshiny, and I've been watching the local news and everything. I haven't seen any bad reports of you know, wrecks or anything on 26. There were some issues on 85, but I think that done cleared them up.
Well, there you go. Well, my goodness. I'm going to have a fit. My truck is, I passed by the transmission shop, and my truck is sitting out front, and it looks like it's ready to go.
Well, that's good. Sounds like they got it fixed.
I think I may actually get my truck back today. Man, I tell you what, I'm going to get that truck, the transmission done for $100 because I got one of those extended warranties. But buddy, let me tell you what, it's taken me 6 weeks to get it done. That warranty company is one piece of work, buddy. Sheesh.
I bought extended warranty on my wife's Hyundai, and it wasn't worth the paper it was wrote on. Let's just say you don't want to deal with the Hyundai dealership in Anderson. Just, you know, avoid those people.
Well, let me tell you what. I bought this warranty through D&D Ford. I figured, well, and I know Skip Davenport. He's been a classic car buddy of mine for quite a while. They sold me the warranty, so I figured it's got to be good.
Sometimes you have to fight tooth and nail for the benefits in the warranty, or, oh, that's not covered in the warranty, bumper to bumper don't really mean bumper to bumper.
I told this guy, they were not rejecting my claim. They said they're responsible to get it covered, but they wouldn't let my guy do the rebuild on the transmission. They had to send a remanufactured transmission up from one of their facilities and let him put it in. Well, we've been waiting on the transmission for a month. I finally called the supervisor up there and I said, I've already talked to my lawyer, Hart Consumer Law, and let me tell you, he has told me that we really don't have anything until we surpass a reasonable expectation of service. And he says on Monday morning, we've passed that, so you got till Monday. Well, guess what? It's Monday, and the truck's sitting out front, finally.
Yeah, sometimes that's what you got to do. The issue with my wife's car has been some, the rims on it, brand new rims come on the car, all that, but they look horrendous, the clear coat's peeling off of them, and the dealership has passed over to somebody else, and even the previous people that ran it didn't want to do anything, and the people that got it now don't want to do anything, and I called further up the chain of command, and they said they could do something if they wanted to, but they don't want to, apparently. Not interested in getting repeat customers. They just, that's just the way they want to do business, so. And I see them advertising a lot on Facebook, and sometimes I put in a little note that, hey, don't buy no car there, because they don't stand behind it.
Who and you bought it?
It was brand spanking new.
And how old was it when you made them claims?
2.5-3 years when we actually told them about it. The issue started within a year, but we didn't press, we didn't mention it to them when we took it in for service. So whether their excuse was, well, it's been too long. If you'd have said something 6 months ago, we'd have done something. And well, if a frog had wings.
That's why I'm that customer that stands over there in the corner, complaining about any little detail I can, man. I'm that headache customer because they're doing their best to get around you and not put out anything, and I'm going to be the one that's going to be standing there going, no, fix it. Make it factory right now. So, anyhow, I'm a pain.
I'm being a pain for this dealership, I'm sure, because, nobody I know, none of my relatives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is ever going to buy a car there. So, they may, screw me over a little bit, but then they're going to lose a lot more business down the line.
All a numbers game, and with the way people are moving into the area, they got fresh numbers every day. And the concept of customer service and any value in repeat customers, they don't care about that. Matter of fact, the people that own the dealership, they're gonna be there about between 5 and 10 years, and by that time they're gonna sell it. Transfer it off, let somebody else worry with it.
that's about the size of it, you know, though. You know, the people we bought this house from, I can tell you some horror stories on it, and this is supposedly one of the better homes in the industry, but that particular, you know, that particular branch or whatever, that they were located like halfway between Lawrence and Clinton, well, you know, they folded up and went out of business, so. And then, you know, what you gonna do?
6 year, hang on a second. I won't get on here without getting run over.
What part of Lexington you going to down there?
But there we go. I have just entered the Interstate 26-500. They're maniacs out here. I'm doing, the speed limit is 65 as you get into towards Spartanburg. I'm doing 76, and they're passing me like I'm sitting still, looking at me like, you're in the way. Move on.
Yeah. Out on 85 and 95, that's what they think the speed limit is. Anyway, what part of Lexington you going to down there?
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's sort of the... I think part of it's 378, and then part of it's Sunset Boulevard, I think, from what I remember.
78 and Sunset is the same thing for a good way, and then it kind of splits. Yes, sir. But I'll tell you what, it has... Have you been there recently?
Listen, but every time I went down there, I mean... The area down there was booming, you know, pretty much like up here around Greenville. I mean, Lexington's nothing like it was 30, 40 years ago. I mean, it's, you know, Columbia's moved into West Columbia, and West Columbia kind of sprawled into Lexington, and then it's kind of sprawled on down number 6 down in the Red Bank. It's just... It's getting one big developed area.
Tell you what, from Highway 20 all the way to downtown and out there at the Sunset and 378 split, there is nowhere to put up a new building. Not unless you want to eat up somebody else's parking lot.
I wouldn't doubt that. I know, you know, from Lexington County Hospital on into Columbia, there's something on both sides of the road all the way in that way, and just about from there going into Lexington the same way. It's just leaps and bounds. South Carolina is one of the places to be.
The ants on the anthill. And there's too many ants that ain't from here.
Makes me wonder why we don't have better roads than what we got, because I'm paying $25 a piece on every one of my vehicles as a road maintenance fee. Okay. So everybody else in Greenville County's doing that. And then they got the gas tax and da-da-da-da-da-da. But... Hey, that's a soapbox that, you know, ain't much you can do about it.
Remember it, but back years ago when we went from 4% to 5% sales tax, it was a penny for education. How can you turn down a penny for education? We're going to put that penny into education all around the state. Bull rushes. Every dime of that penny went into the general fund.
Yeah. Oh, well. It's like one of the local politicians. The FBI did a sting on him years ago and had him in a motel room taking a bribe, and he never did a day in jail.
John Jenrette. I remember him. His wife was Rita Jenrette. Remember her? The little blonde bomb. Well, they got their up and comings. So anyhow, you something else about them taxes, too. You know, well, we got good government, and I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to get off the subject. I'm going to get irritated, and somebody's going to get run over out here.
Just runs your blood pressure. No, I was thinking about Enos. He's still in politics up here in Greenville, but, yeah, he's the one I was thinking about.
It's really not,
want for that thing?
$12,210.14. But I know I ain't gonna get that. No, I tell you what, I looked online and they're going for $600 or $700. And really, now Dave made me a good deal on that $450. And all I want to do is get my money back for the $450. So I tell you what I'll do. If you look online for a Yaesu FT950, like I said, they're going anywhere from $600 all the way up to $750. So I'll take $5 for it.
Well, we'll do that. Get back with you. You on QRZ? You got the contact information on QRZ?
I sure do. I don't have my phone number on there. Have you got something to write with?
No, one second. I'm sliding through this red light. Let me get a pen. I got one right here. I'm running down the road, too. Hold on.
All right. Well, it's Steve, KN4VWA, and my phone number is 864-879-4228.
Got that, 879-4228. Get back with you there. Are you working today, or are you just scooter pooping around?
Using that four-letter word again. I prefer to think of it as being a dirty, rotten capitalist on an occasion or two. Yeah, I'm going down to Lexington, South Carolina. I was in medical business. I owned my own business for like 40 years, and I've got a list of people that I'll still do business with. They were good folks. And one of these folks called me up, needed a little something done, so I'm going to run down there today and do it for them. Be a dirty, rotten capitalist.
Idea. Well, I'm here at my work 20 today. I appreciate the ride along there. Hey, 73, and I'll get back to you on that radio there. I guess they got the popo out here directing traffic at this school. Lord mercy. It's KQ4, CRG. We'll be clear on your final.
Roger, roger. Enjoyed the ride along this morning, and it's probably good timing because I'm going in the ups and downs south of Spartanburg, getting about halfway down towards Clinton. So, you have a good day, and don't work too hard, and hopefully we'll talk again real soon. 73,
KN4VWA,
still mobile.
Steve, KN5WLM mobile.
How you doing there this morning, brother?
Good. I'm surprised to hear you on the radio this morning. I didn't know you knew what this time of day was.
Generally, I generally don't now that I am pretty much retired, but occasionally one of my old customers will call in and I still go out and work for the good ones, so I try to save them a little bit of money, and, you know. So anyhow, I do that capitalist thing from time to time. Hey, listen, you and I got to get together. You know, the club voted on that one item, and I'm going over to pick it up today, and then the club needs to reimburse me.
To get together and talk about that. You talk about the last meeting? Was that vote at the last meeting?
Yes, sir. That was that one item that we all voted to pick up. And since then, I think we found all three of them.
I didn't make the last meeting, so I wasn't aware what the vote was for. So, yeah, I wanted to get together and talk about that. Over.
Your phone number. I don't. So I'll get with Dave to get your phone number and get in touch. What time do you get off work today?
10:30 or so. I'm only driving a short bus this morning.
Okay, well, I won't get back up to Greenville until about noon. So it'll be after about one or where I try to give you a call.
Good. We'll let you go. We'll let you mow along there. Just watch out for the Smokies. You take care. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. KA5WLL Mobile.
Yes, sir. KA5WLL, you have a good day, and I will talk to you soon. KA4BWA, Mobile,
towards Lexington. When I get to where I'm going, I'll text you my phone number.
Hey, you still got my number?
Roger that.
Got yours in my phone somewhere, but I tried to pull it out the other day, and I could not pull it out of my daggone phone. You know, oh, by the way, I have been assimilated. I've got one Android phone, and I got one iPhone now. I won't be going back to iPhone anytime soon.
Phone a long time ago and went to Android, and I really enjoy the Android side. I know there's differences on that.
Well, they're pretty much the same. It's just that the way that, you know, you go about the ladder diagram to get to certain things and the way they hide stuff in the settings and things. So, you know, it's all a matter of just getting used to it. I just like the Android better. So, all right, bud, you get out there and have some fun. I'll talk to you. KN4 of NWA, Mobile and George Lexington.
Safe travels, KA5 WLL, clear.